Okay, we're going to preach there for a little while because we have the baptismal service to undertake. And we're going to go into our Bible today in the book of Psalm 139. The book of Psalm 139. Book of Psalm 139. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we're going to commence our reading from verses 14. Are you there? Say, thank you, Jesus. If you are not there, say, wait for me. Okay, you'll meet us ahead of you. Amen. Psalm 139, verses 14. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are the works, and that my soul knoweth well, right well. My sustenance was not hard from thee, when I was made in secret, and curiously rough in the lower part of the earth. That I did see my sustenance, yet bring up perfect in that book all my memories were written. We is continuously were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. 17. How precious also are the thought unto me, O God, how great the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in numbers than the sand. When I awake, I am stay with thee. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God, for your goodness. We thank you, O God, for your kindness. Speak, O God, that your name will be glorified. We just worship you. We praise you. We give you the honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated. God bless you. Amen. I'm trying to use my eye with all the glasses. And you saw me acting like a Chinese man. I'm not a Chinese man. My eyes just, you know, trying to see. Amen. We want to speak to us all on the team today. Made in the image of God. Made in the image of God. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I am made in the image of God. Hallelujah. Made in the image of God. I think I'm going to give the Lord a hand of praise that I am made in the image of God. Hallelujah. Image, as we know, is a picture or reflection of something produced by a device. On the other hand, someone who looks very much like another person. Amen. Have you ever seen somebody born themselves before? You born your child look no different from you. Have you ever seen somebody like that? That's the present image. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. The theory that man evolved from a lower order such as apes is simply imagination, falsely called science, without fact to prove it. Hallelujah. There is a teaching that going around, it said that men were made from apes, but they do not have any proof that you and I were made from apes. Hallelujah. Scripture are very clear regarding the creation of man. The Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed the breath of life into his nostril, and man began a living soul. In other words, God got to work and he made us. He opened the clay mouth and breathe into the clay, and the clay begin a living soul. That dirt begin a living soul, and God gave him a name by the name of Adam. And he was looking around, and God said, "Adam, Adam." He said, "Yes, Lord." Amen. That's what I told my people when anybody tell you and say, "Do you know who I am?" You tell them you are nothing but a dirt on two sticks. That be my body and my legs. Amen. Because we all were made from the dirt. Hallelujah. We were made in the image of God. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh, thank you, Jesus. So we were made in the image of God. God have to breathe in us to make us a living soul. Amen. Man was God's highest act of creation and was in God's own image and likeness. So in other words, we were fearfully and wonderfully made. You were fearfully and wonderfully made. God took his time to mold you. He dirty hand. He dirty his garment. He knelt down in the dirt to make you and to make me. That what make you special. You are special. You are the image of the living God. Somebody clap your hand and shout it, hallelujah. You are important to God. When you see yourself, you need to see the image of God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. When a demon sees you, he sees the image of God. When Lucifer sees you, he sees the image of God. When your enemy sees you, they see the image of God. Because you are made in the image of God. Hallelujah. You are made in the image of God. Thank you, Jesus. Because we are made fearfully and wonderfully made, you need to value yourself. Hallelujah. You are made in the image of God. I want for this to sink into your heart. Hallelujah. You are not just an ordinary person. You are an extraordinary person. You are the image of God. Whenever, before you complain, look at yourself in the mirror and say, "I am an image of God." When the world is against you, look at yourself and encourage yourself. "I am the image of God." No matter what the doctor has told you, look at yourself and say, "I am the image of God." Hallelujah. You are the image of God. The Bible teaches this. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, female and female. Help me, somebody. I want to preach to somebody. In the image of God, he created male and male. Are you reading the Bible, somebody? I'm taking my time. I want for you to preach along with me. In the image of God, he created a female and a female. But then what they're telling you, they tell you, "Look, it is good for a man to get married to his friend man.
It is good for the female to get married to the female. They try to destroy the family line. There is no way that you can produce a child with the same sex. It's a lie from hell. You were made the way God made us. God said, I made him male and a female. God made a male and a female to reproduce. A male and a male cannot produce. Hallelujah. A female and a female cannot reproduce. There's a line. Hallelujah. But God made a female and a male for reproduction. To have the family growing. Hallelujah, somebody. The church need to stand up for the right. Hallelujah. The church need to preach it in every street, in every corner. We do not hate them, pastor, but we got to tell them the way God said it. God made a male and a female. That's it. Hallelujah. I don't care what the government says. I don't care what the Supreme Court says. God said he made a male and a female. And he put them together to reproduce. If we don't push it, few years from now, you will not see pregnant women in the street. You will not see pregnant women in the street. You will see a man and a man raising a child. A woman, let me look around. We got some to our house in our neighborhood. She called herself husband, and the other called herself the wife, and they're raising kids. Do you know what they are doing to the society? The generation tomorrow? Do you know what they are doing? They are destroying God's plans for marriage. Hallelujah. I was listening to the news, and there's a guy who stood up and said, my husband. I said, what? Are you kidding me? You are a man. You call another man your husband. You are lost. Hallelujah. When we talk, they talk about human right. You got right. Look, every right got a limit. Hallelujah. We cannot have right and go against the word of God. If God will spare any nation that involved in certain act or in this act, it means God have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. Hallelujah, somebody. But I'm glad I was made in the image of God. I did not make myself. I did not choose my own color. Hallelujah. It was God that made me. Hallelujah. And I'm proud of where I am. Thank God I got two eyes. Thank God I got two hands. I got two legs. I can talk. I can smell. I got five senses. I bless God for that. I give God the glory. Sometimes you need to stand in the mirror and look at yourself and appreciate God. The way he made you. There's no two of you. There's just you alone. Stop thinking about being somebody else. You are what God has made you to be. You are beautiful. You are handsome. You are the child of God. I see some people get gray hair and they're trying to dark it. Don't dark your gray hair. It's a spotlight of wisdom. Hallelujah. The more gray hair you get, tell a testimony is that you are live long. Stop forcing yourself to get young when you are old with all the makeup. Hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody? You will not shout hallelujah. You will not sing hallelujah. You will not stand hallelujah. Because you know you cannot beat God's system. God said it. And that's it. Hallelujah. God made man in his own image. He created male and female. He created them in Genesis 1:27. He created us to bear the image of God. This means that the human beings have the ability to experience a relationship with God. Hallelujah. A love relationship with God. God made us that you and I will experience this love relationship with God. Hallelujah. The Bible says, I love him because he is first to love me. I love him because he is the first to love me. When I hit the goal, I never had time for God. He still loved me. And because he's loved me, I can feel a love for him today. I got a relationship with him. I got a spirit of love. Hallelujah. No matter how long I stayed away, I know my God still loves me. Hallelujah. Do you know what it means? Among your family members, among millions of people, God look at you and chose you and say, come out. I love you. When God love you, no matter what they say, experience, enjoy the love of God. Hallelujah. They say you are ugly, get in the smile and enjoy the love of God. They say you are poor, get in the smile and enjoy the love of God. Hallelujah. They say you are good for nothing, get in the smile and enjoy the love of God. I'm talking to somebody. You are probably, you listen to people too much. You listen to people's opinions too much. Nobody's opinion should define your destiny. Hallelujah. They are entitled to their opinions. Their opinions should not define your destiny. You are a child of God. You are destined for purpose. You are destined for victory. You are destined for success. Hallelujah. God got a plan and a purpose for your life. It will surely come to pass. Why? Because you are made in the image of God. Hallelujah. I'm taking my time. I will soon finish. Because we are made in the image of God. Experience the love of God. Hallelujah. Experience. I don't know about you, but you need to experience the love of God. Hallelujah. In Hebrews 2 verse 7 it says, thou made him a little lower than the angels. This is your first condition. Hallelujah. In your position where you were, where we all used to sit, the way God made us, with the condition. Hallelujah. Thou made him a little lower than the angels. Thou crowned him with glory and honor. Thou set him over the work of thy hands. Hallelujah. I'm about to tell you, church, that God gave us intellectual power and a high moral nature because we are made in the image of God. He gave us authority over the work of his hands. Hallelujah. You are made just one step below the angels. You are very important. You got power that you don't know you have it. Hallelujah. For God to make everything and give it to them to control it. He gave Peter the key of the kingdom of God. He said, Peter, whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Because I gave you the authority. Every weapon that falls against you shall not prosper. Every tongue that rises against you, I will call. Oh, I'm talking to somebody. You got a power because you are a child of God. You were made in the image of God. You got a moral nature of God. You know what is right. You know what is wrong. You know what is right. You know what is wrong. You know what is good. You know what is bad. You know what is good. You know what is bad. Because you are made with a moral nature. That way you don't have to preach holiness so much. Because you know what is right and what is wrong. We don't have to teach you to dress right. We don't have to teach you to live a holy life. Because God is holy, and then I worship God by worshiping in holiness and in truth. Hallelujah. Because you're a child of God, you're an image of God, you know what is right. Somebody give the Lord a hand of praise. We got the power. Man got the power. He put a plane in the air. Knowledge. He make a ship and put it on the sea. Take a rock and put it on the water, it will sink. Took a rock in the air, you gotta live from that before it hit your head. It will fall. But God gave man the ability to continue his creation. Hallelujah. And the amazing part of it, you see that woman, after a few days of marriage, you see her, she lay back. What happened?
I'm pregnant. I'm going to see the doctor.
And she brings forth the image of God. Ladies, you are partner in God's creation to continue his creation. Hallelujah. We got to close this thing. Hallelujah. May in the image of God, you got the power. God has given you the power. Hallelujah. God has given you the ability to know good and to know evil. Hallelujah. Oh, the songwriter say, oh Lord, my God, when I am in awesome wonder, consider all the world your hands have made. I see the stars. I hear the rolling thunder. The power throughout the universe displays. They sing my soul. Come on, somebody. They sing my soul. Hallelujah. I wonder, yeah, you sing it. They sing my. Oh. Come on now, sing it with all your might. How great. Sing it one more time. Then sing my soul, my Savior. Oh. He gave you power over the sun. He gave you power over the moon. He gave you power over the stars. Hallelujah. That whenever you see it shining, you can just lift up your hand and say, Lord, how great thou art. You said it and it came to be. But when it came to me, you made me from the dead. I'm greater. I'm powerful. I'm wonderful. I am excellent. I have integrity. I am the image of the living God. Yeah. Joshua, Moses, and the great men of God, you know them. They control the sun. They control the rain. Divided the ocean. God made you in his own image. Hallelujah. In 2 Corinthians 4:3-4, this is what the devil don't want for you to know. This is what the devil does not want for you to know. But if our gospel be hid, it is hidden to them that are lost. Hallelujah. In whom the God of this world have blinded the mind of them which believe not, lest that the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine upon them. Do you know why people are doing drugs? Do you know why people are transforming themselves male into female, call it transgender? Because they are blind. Look, blind person, you can give them anything, they will take it. Are you with me, Pastor? A blind person, you give them anything, they will take it. Hallelujah. Because it does not see it. Amen. So when people are blind, they drink themselves a needle. When people are blind, they smoke the marijuana. When people are blind, they drink the liquor. When people are blind, they disobey their parents. When people are blind, they get involved in fornication. When people are blind, they get involved in adultery. When people are blind, they have no respect for authority. They do not know God. They do not worship God because they are blind. And who make them blind? The gods of this world. They do not see the glorious gospel. Hallelujah. We're going to be closing soon. Oh, the glory of gospel. I want to talk about the glory of gospel. Hallelujah. The glorious gospel. The people we sat in darkness. Hallelujah. Saw the great light. And to them, which sit in the region and shadow of death, light is spring up. Come to Matthew 4:16. I'm glad I saw the light. This is the glorious gospel. I saw the light. No more darkness. No more pains. I'm walking in miracle. I'm walking in purpose. I'm walking in victory. Because I saw the light. This is the glorious gospel. Hallelujah. And she shall bring forth a son. And thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. Hallelujah. Our glory. That our loss in sin as the image of God. He came to search and to find me, to save me from the pit of hell. This is the glorious gospel that the devil does not want for us to see. There is a new life in Jesus Christ. Your true image will appear when you take in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, somebody. And I'm talking to somebody today. Hallelujah. The glorious gospel for the image of God is Acts 2:38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the glory, oh, the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The glorious gospel. The glorious gospel. The glorious gospel. Hallelujah. One day, I said one day, he was born in Bethlehem by the virgin called Mary. Hallelujah. Born in Bethlehem. Hallelujah. One day, he went to Calvary. Went to Calvary. Then on Calvary, he bled and he died. He died for his image that he made. He died for you and I. He died that you and I will live again. Hallelujah. He died to reconnect us with him. He need a relationship back. The relationship that was broken in the Garden of Eden. The Lord died on the cross of Calvary to bring us back, to reconcile with him, to walk with him, to talk with him, to live our overcoming life, to live again. Hallelujah. I say he died. Then he died. He died. Hallelujah. He died on the Friday. Hallelujah. Buried on the Friday evening. He died. Buried in the borrowed tomb. Hallelujah. On the first day, there was nothing. The demon was rejoicing. We got him. We got him. We got him. On the second day, there was nothing. We shall on the Saturday, the demons were still rejoicing. But thank God, one early Sunday morning, Sunday morning. Somebody say Sunday morning, Sunday morning, Sunday morning. He remember how he made me in the image of his likeness. Hallelujah. He remember how he cast me out the Garden of Eden. He remember our past relationship. He went down to the devil. Give me the key. I need a key. I need a key to set my image free. I need a key to set my people free. I need a key. I gave me the key. The devil tried to resist, but he took it anyhow. Hallelujah. And on Sunday morning, and it's Sunday morning, and it's Sunday morning, he rose from the grave. He came out of the grave. Death could not hold him captive. Death could not hold him captive. Because he came to set us free. We are the image of the living God. Give the Lord a hand of praise. I'm closing because I got part two and it got the time. we're going to suspend the message for part two. But the Bible told me that now I'm not just the image of God. I'm not just the image of God. I am the temple of the living God. When I'm walking, God is walking in me. When I'm sleeping, God is alive in me. Oh, when I'm in trouble, I got a God in me. You got a God in you. You're not just the temple of God, but you're also the image of God. You're not just the image of God, but also the temple of God. And then when you turn it, I'm in God. God is in me. Let us stand together, somebody. Hallelujah. You are the image of God. Before you complain, look at yourself. Before you allow the devil to use you next time, look at yourself. Hallelujah. Before you allow the enemy to defeat you, look at yourself. Before you worry, look at yourself. I am the image of God. God made me. I will not worry. I will not quit. God made me. With my hand lifted up high. Oh, somebody begin to worship. And my mouth filled with praise. And a heart of thanksgiving. Lord, I thank you for my hands. I thank you for the way you made me, Lord God. I thank you for my body, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, I'm alive today. I've not been in those that are dead and gone. Lord, I thank you, Lord God. Because, oh God, I am the image of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, what a joy that filled my soul. Something happens. And now I know. He touched me and he made me whole. Now listen to me. Anything that's wrong with this body that God made, God can fix it. Anything that's wrong with your body that you are worrying about, give it to him. He will fix it. Hallelujah. Oh, he touched me. Oh, he touched me. Come on, Pastor. And oh, what a joy that filled my soul. Something happened, and he touched me and made me whole. I'm going to get a brother ready to get baptized. Pastor will be talking to you. But let's lift up our hands. I see Brother Matthew here. Hallelujah.
Let's worship the Lord. Let's worship the Lord today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I worship you, God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. 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 God, you are worthy. God, you are worthy, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen, amen. Sister Wiggins, can we sing that chorus here?
He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And all the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know. He touched me and made me whole.
Sing that again.
He touched me. Oh, he touched me, and all the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know touched me and made me whole.
One more time through.
He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And all the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole.
Oh, glory to God. Let's worship him today. Oh, Lord, I praise you. Mighty God, I adore you today, Lord. Mighty God, I adore you today, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Amen. You can all be seated today. And amen. Praise the Lord. And so I'm going to, these are some folks that Brother Johnson has been working with for a while. And I'm just going, Brother, I turned that mic off. You're going to need to turn it back on. Be sure and help them. We don't have that handrail, so help them in to the baptistry and out of the baptistry. But
come on, brother. Hallelujah.
Amen. So we're going to, if you want to stay seated, you can. Or if you want to come gather up here and stand. And whatever you want to do,
Today is your day. Today is your day. Okay. So I'm going to hold your hand. You're going to clamp. Okay. Yeah, bring it up. Okay, you got it there? Okay, cool. All right, get another thing?
No, not there.
All right. So you're going to hold at this. Don't be afraid of water. It's a little warm. This one is not cool, okay? Hallelujah. The Bible said, joy is in the camp. But once sinners come back home to the Lord, turn around. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody, let's pray right now. I want for you to pray. I want for you to pray. Pray for this soul. Pray for this soul. Pray for this soul. What do you want to see of this soul becoming? Hallelujah. I want to see this soul saved. And for God to baptize you with the Holy Ghost. The devil is a liar. Pray, pray. Right now he is afraid to go down to the water. But the devil is a liar. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are able to God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Get your Bible and open to Acts chapter 2. Yeah, you can use your phone. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 2, you can commence your reading from verses 37, other ways to 39. Amen. Acts 2, 37 to 39. Now you're going to listen to the word of God, okay? Because this is a spiritual ceremony that God is going to start working in your life. All right? I feel you shaking. Listen, God is going to touch your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, you done better. Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts and said to Peter and to the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Then Peter said unto them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For it is a promise... For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call.
Amen. God has called this man from darkness into his marvelous light. God has given him the gift of repentance. He's going to get baptized in Jesus' name. And God will fill him with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So, brother, We're going to baptize you today in the name of Jesus, okay? We do not sprinkle. We do not dip people under the head. We put you completely under the water, okay? All right. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus. Tashinoka. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. No, you got to hold your nose. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You want to sit down?
Bobby?
Yep.
Based upon the confession of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and the confession of your sin and repenting of it, we now baptize you in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Let's just give the Lord a hand clap today. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Isn't God good? Oh, I'm so glad I came to church today. I'm so glad I was in the house of the Lord today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He is Lord.